from some language. Well, they now know that language didn't exist. He said that he was translating something from Egyptian. They found those documents. They're in museums now. And his translation has nothing to do with what was said in the original. There's just so many lies. It was fraud from the beginning, but it was demonic fraud. So I think you have to understand the seriousness of this.
It's kind of neo-Gnosticism, isn't it?
Well, that too, along with, you know, it's the amalgam of every foul kind of thing. Sure, they're the secret knowledge people.
Yeah.
When you think about America in our history, it came out of the burned over area and the Finney revivals in upstate New York, out of the twisted experiences that people were having there. That's where it got its beginning. It was such a threat to people that they actually killed Joseph Smith. He got murdered one day, and they made him move all the time, get out of town because he was so bizarre. But it found a place in America, and can you imagine, it grew so powerful that it actually took over one of the states in the United States and now has gained this kind of acceptance. It's a very, very successful satanic movement.
It's still growing, too, and I recently read a book that made a similar comparison to what you just did, saying that the founding and growth of Mormonism is a pretty close parallel to what happened with Islam.
Yeah, and there are many elements. You know, the demons can only come up with so much stuff, and their lies are going to be the same in any religion. You see the duplication of these things.
All right, let me just change subjects here, and here's a question from William. He doesn't give us many details, but he says, I've walked away from the Lord. How do I get back?
Well, the first thing to ask is, what do you mean you walked away from the Lord? 1 John 2:19 says, they went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out from us that it might be made manifest that they never were of us. Pretty clear. If you walked away from the Lord, do you mean that you think you once believed and now you don't? Or did you say you believed and you were in the church and you decided to go off and live an ungodly, unholy, unrighteous life? I think you don't need to think about coming back. I think you need to think about coming for real. I would say to someone, if you think you've walked away from the Lord, you were never there. You need salvation. You need to repent of your sin. You need to confess your sin, and you need to call on the Lord to save you by his grace, through the sacrifice of Christ. You need to believe the gospel, confess your sin, and repent.
You know, we hear this a lot, even in the baptismal testimonies at Grace. People will sometimes say, I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 12 years old, but lived a profligate life for 15 years, and now I'm coming back. And when I hear that, I often think this person may not even realize it, but it seems pretty clear.